are running in performance order. So this is a good chance. I know I told you a couple, or last week or yesterday, I would give you the order. I will give you the order now, and you can put your music in this order. If you miss it, don't worry. We'll run in order, so you can put it in as we go. First piece you should have in your folder is the Di Quella Pira. That's just a tenor bass piece. That's the first song we all sing. The second is the Voltre Tos, the Toreador. That should be second. And then third is the La Traviata, Le Bien. Okay, so all the opera pieces are kind of at the beginning. Di Quella, Voltre Tos, and then Le Bien. And that actually ends the first half of the concert. You saw the doctor at home. There's other songs that he's doing too, but we're just on those. The second half, the first song is the Torna e Sorrento, the soprano alto piece, okay? After that is California Dreamin'. Should be in your folder there. And then Amazing Grace. And keep in mind, Amazing Grace right now apparently is only on the first night. Yeah. So it might just be a piece we do just the first night. But Amazing Grace, and then Canto de la Terra should be after that. We do Canto de la Terra both nights, okay? But Amazing Grace just the first night. We also do California Dreamin', it seems, both nights as well. After Canto de la Terra comes the encore for possible encore selections. You should have first Conte Partiro, and then Nessun Dorma should be the last song in your folder. Okay? If you missed that order now, don't worry, we're gonna run in order anyway. And we're gonna run with the recording too, so you kind of hear how it goes. Sopranos, altos, when we do the Torna e Sorrento, there's a lot of just weird moments in there, like fermatas and stuff. We'll do it today, but if we don't get it fully realized, that's fine. We can come back to it on the rehearsals, not too long. Let's begin. Tenor bass and... Page 137. Just start the beginning of 137 if you could. Yeah, so the first system is playing coming.
Okay. Two, three, and.
And then hot tempo, right, and then come in. Here's the measure right before you come in. It's a big flourish from the orchestra. Really gotta have a little bit of three, when you have that ah, did I have you strike the eighth note after the ah?
Yes.
Let's make sure we're really honoring that space there. It'll really help us if we can count that space as a beat that needs to be counted versus just a moment. You know what I'm saying? That, like, really counting that rest so we can come back in on time there. Good, we have to keep going. The next song is Torna.
Will the gentlemen continue standing?
You may sit. The tenors and basses may sit. Yes.
Awesome.
That's okay. All right. It's not hard, you're mostly all unison or just two parts for it, you just gotta have eyes. This is one of those conductor trick pieces where you give a choir and you expect them to kind of come and not have it all there and whatnot, but if we can come ready, eyes ready, memorization ready, he'll be impressed. Okay, good. What's the next song? Okay, I'm gonna use the recording, and Natalie, I love your voice, by the way, but for now, let's just use this if we can. If you are alternate or sub, I'm going to ask you to step out so I can hear who is singing, like with the selected singers. Let's do some California Dreamin'. I listen to this way too often. I love this song. Where is the song? Okay. So you start right away. I'm sure you'll. Can I have a B4 G5? So you'll get those pitches, I imagine, and then you just get
ah.
recording, there's a B that's sung from measure 5, 6, and 7, and 8 under the part. It's just, ah. Can you add that for now? It might be something he says, like, oh, there's supposed to be this part in there, because he actually wrote this arrangement. If he says he wants to be, it'll be you too. And Piper, sorry, felt Piper in line. Okay? Let's go from the beginning and try it now in this rock. Here we go. I wish I could give you, like, a cue to start with the recording, but we'll just see what happens.
Right now,
while you come in and for the full duration. Can we start that when tenor bass come in, please? Pick up to measure 55 with the compliment, okay, please. Pick up to 55, I'll say, yeah.
Actually, something about the breaks that is a little bit unintuitive is that you break for the measure usually before the quarter note at the end of the bar.
Yeah.
And I feel like that might be like 20 people up around.
I think you're right, actually. The breaks are always like, if it's one and two, three, four, three, and see, that second quarter note becomes an eighth note, eighth rest, basically. Okay? All singers, pick up to the eighth flat section, measure 55. With the accompaniment. And one, and.
Oh,
actually sing the soprano part down an octave, starting at 97. Start singing the soprano part down an octave for that. So we get some kind of little linkages on there, okay? Can I hear everyone starting at 93, please? 93. And ready, off.
Thank you.
lyrics when we have that big part there. Right at 382, last measure. O sole vitae ten, end on the ten. And we're losing gas on the long notes. It can't be O sole vitae ten. They should really be crescendo moments there. Okay. Here we go. Last measure, 382. Last thing we do before we join Bocelli on Saturday. I'm so proud of you. I'll say more when we're done with it. Let's try that again, please. Right there where you come in. Three and strong and boom! Oh, sole vitae ten, luce et amore amor. Energy! Now break! Energy! Break! With Bocelli, that last chord of Nessun Dorma, I'm going to be bawling my eyes out, just like, oh my god, it's so beautiful. And you're worth it. You really are. You deserve it. You've worked hard to get to this point. While I am so happy with the Oakland Symphony chorus members that have stayed the course and are doing this, I'm also just so happy with the guests that we invited to sing with us for this. You really have had it. And now we enter a time where we don't quite know everything. We know we show up at 12, we know we start warming up at 12, and then we're put on a stage, and we rehearse with the orchestra, and then Bocelli shows up, we have the sound. It's like, what happens next, right? But what happens next doesn't need to be about our music, right? This is not a call to, hey, now you get to chill the next few days and then pretend like we just have everything ready to go on Saturday. You need to have this level of rehearsal where we go through everything with the recording on your own at least once tomorrow, once on Friday, and then Saturday we meet there. You can be playing these recordings in your car. Maybe you already are, right? And just singing along with it. And that alone, that audiation, can really help you with memorization for parts where we need to be up. We're not just here to sing. You know, we need to be performing. You can't just stand there and sing from your folder. The folder is just a sub. It's just there to help you, but they're there for you. They want to see you sing. They want to see you move. When you enjoy the concert, the audience enjoys the concert. Those who've done Break Bread concerts in the past with us, you see how when the choir gets up and the audience, okay, that gives us license to get up. We need to usher the audience into success. We need to usher the audience into a really good time. We're not up there sweating bullets and worried about Italian, because we've learned that, we practice that. We're ushering the audience into this experience, once in a lifetime experience to sing with one of these singers. So please put in the work. I treat you all as professional singers. I expect professional musicianship when you get there on Saturday. I expect that you've been practicing. If you have questions about the music, you have my email address, contact me. Or contact those that have been helping in sectionals and can offer support that way too. But please don't treat this as, we did the work, now we can just chill and, you know, Saturday be what it is. No, we're still working towards Saturday, and I trust you all to be doing that, okay? I'm so proud of you all. Seriously, cannot wait to sing with you all. Bravo, bravo, bravo. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your work. Sarah!
I'm going to be dumping a lot of information into the memo on Friday morning. Like, as I said, tomorrow's a holiday for our offices, and I'm going to take it.
Period.
I've been working straight through this month. What that means is you all need to check that memo on Friday night. It will have parking, it will have the schedule of the day, it will have everything. I'm going, and it's likely going to look very different, because I'm going to put a chronological schedule for both days at the top, and then all the details of what that means lower down. So you'll have a chronological schedule that tells you everything, and lower down you'll have the parking, you'll have all of the other information. But just so you can see the full day. So you don't panic. They are serving us brunch / lunch on Saturday as well as dinner, so that is going to be earlier than your call. You are welcome to that, because that is part of it. And we'll be in the tent that you all are warming up in. So don't freak out when there are some call times higher than like your actual, like, not call times, when there are times in the chronological schedule that are before your call time. It's just everything that is happening that day, and it will call out your call times, it will call out rehearsal, it will call out dinner and stuff like that. Don't freak out when things are earlier than your actual call time. It's just so you know everything that is going on. So just please, 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 please make sure you look at it. If you have any questions, ask them. Better to ask them than to wonder. As Ash said, please take some time to rehearse over the next few days. Keep your voices